We remove their ringleader.
This is Kinship Radio on Mornings with Ryan and Beth.
Story time. My wife and I were having a meeting with somebody about something unrelated to this story. And they were at our house. And while we're having this meeting, trying to focus on the topic of the meeting, children kept arriving to our yard. One after another. I'm like, I don't even recognize. I know most of the kids in the neighborhood, but there were kids showing up. I had no idea. I think we had like six or seven of them out there at one point. And then all of a sudden, as a group, they moved out to the sidewalk and started going down the street. I'm like, where are they going? I'm like, Malachi, we're gonna go figure out what's going on. And we walk out, and Mercy had basically gathered all these children, and they were going to go check and see if Ella could play.
As a group
of kids who I don't even know half of them. And I'm like, here's the thing. Ella is like four or five blocks away. Mercy's not allowed to go that far, and neither is Zebedee, who is part of the group. And so I'm like, Malachi, go tell them they can't do that. We see him on the porch, like waving down, and Mercy's waving him off, like, no, go, I've got this. We're going. We are going on a crew, and we are going that way. We removed the ringleader, which was obviously Mercy and Zebedee, her minion, but the rest of the kids, well, left. I don't know if Ella was available or not. They never came back. But it's interesting. Sometimes you got to look and see who's following you. And sometimes you got to look at your leader and go, is this worth where we're going? But if we're following Jesus, we're always going to the right place. Here's Danny Gokey. I got you on Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.